This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
EU follows US lead by slapping tariffs on Chinese EVs, sparking retaliation threats. On June 12th, the European Union, EU, announced that it would impose hefty tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, EVs, in a move that experts say could reshape the landscape of the automotive industry and heighten tensions with Beijing.
欧盟将对中国电动车加征关税。6月12日，欧盟公布了将对中国电动车加征临时关税，这将重塑汽车行业的格局，并加剧与中共的紧张关系。
Starting July, the EU will levy additional duties ranging from 17.4% to 38.1% on Chinese EV imports, adding to the existing 10% car duty. The decision, which was announced by the European Commission, is a direct response to what it perceives as extensive subsidies given to Chinese manufacturers.
欧盟委员会表示，从7月开始，欧盟将对从中国进口的电动车在原来 10% 的关税基础上加征 17.4% 至 38.1% 的关税。欧盟称这些关税是对中国制造商接受政府过度补贴的回应。
According to the Commission, a prior investigation had provisionally determined that the Chinese EV industry benefits from unfair subsidization,which is causing a threat of economic injury.
欧盟委员会表示，先前的调查认定，中国制造的汽车受益于不公平的补贴标准，这对欧盟生产商构成了威胁。
The tariffs will significantly increase the cost of Chinese EVs in Europe, amounting to billions of euros in extra expenses for Chinese car makers already grappling with reduced demand,a sluggish national economy, and falling prices domestically.
关税将大幅增加中国电动汽车在欧洲的成本，这努力应对需求减少、国民经济低迷和国内价格下降的中国汽车制造商来说，相当于数十亿欧元的额外支出。
The European Commission estimates that Chinese EVs, which currently hold an 8% share of the EU market, could see their market share climb to 15% by 2025 if left unchecked. These vehicles are typically priced 20% below their European counterparts to create more competition for local manufacturers.
据欧盟委员会估计，中国电动汽车目前在欧盟市场的份额为 8%， 如果任其发展到2025年，其市场份额将攀升至 15%。 这些车辆的价格通常比欧洲同类产品低 20%， 为当地制造商带来更多的竞争。
But European automakers have expressed concerns over the influx of lower-cost Chinese EVs.Andrew Kenningham, chief European economist at Capital Economics, noted that the EU's decision marks a significant shift in a trade policy targeting a crucial industry.
但欧洲汽车制造商对中国低成本电动汽车的涌入表示担忧。凯投宏观首席欧洲经济学家安德鲁·肯宁汉姆指出，欧盟的决定标志着贸易政策的重大转变，其目标是一个至关重要的行业。
The EU's approach mirrors its previous limited actions against Chinese solar panel imports, which led to the collapse of many European manufacturers.
欧盟的做法与之前针对中国太阳能电池板进口采取的有限行动如出一辙。后者曾导致许多欧洲制造商倒闭。
The Chinese Passenger Car Association, CPCA, has also downplayed the impact of the tariffs, suggesting that more Chinese firms anticipated such measures and will cope accordingly.
中国乘用车联席会也淡化了关税的影响， 认为大多数中国企业都预料到了这些措施，并将采取相应的应对措施。
CPCA Secretary General Zui Dongxu emphasized the continued potential for Chinese EVs to grow in the European market. Notably, Chinese EV makers and suppliers are already investing in European production facilities to circumvent these tariffs.
中国乘用车联席会秘书长崔东树强调了中国电动汽车在欧洲市场的持续发展潜力。值得注意的是，中国电动汽车制造商和供应商已经在欧洲投资生产设施，以规避这些关税。
The EU's provisional tariffs come basically within our expectations, averaging around 20%, which won't have much of an impact on the majority of Chinese firms, said Zui, adding, those exporting China-made EVs that include Tesla, Geely, BYD still have huge potential for development in Europe in the future.
崔东树说，欧盟的暂定关税基本在我们的预期之内，平均在 20% 左右，对大多数中国企业不会有太大影响。包括特斯拉、吉利、比亚迪在内的中国产电动汽车出口企业，未来在欧洲仍有巨大的发展潜力。
Meanwhile, Beijing strongly condemned the EU's decision. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jiang labeled the investigation and subsequent tariffs as a typical case of protectionism and warned that they would harm Sino-EU cooperation and destabilize the global automotive supply chain. Beijing has also vowed to take all necessary measures to firmly safeguard its interests and rights within the market.
中共外交部发言人林健称，欧盟的决定缺乏事实和法律依据，是一种保护主义行为，将伤害中欧合作，破坏全球汽车供应链。他还称，北京将坚决采取一切必要措施维护中方权益。
China has recently also strengthened its legal to counteract foreign tariffs in a move that hints to potential retaliation. It has already initiated an anti-dumping investigation into French brandy imports, causing concern among European cognac and spirit producers about possible retaliatory measures related to the EV tariffs.
中共最近还加强了抵制外国关税的法律框架，此举暗示可能会采取报复行动。中共已经对法国进口的白兰地发起了反倾销调查，这引起欧洲干邑白兰地和烈酒生产商对与电动汽车关税相关的可能报复措施的担忧。
Economists suggest that while the immediate economic impact of the tariffs may be limited, the long-term effects could be more pronounced. The EU imported approximately 440,000 EVs from China over the past year, valued at 9 billion euros, representing about 4% of the household vehicle expenditure.
经济学家认为，虽然关税的直接经济影响可能有限，但长期影响可能更为明显。欧盟去年从中国进口了约44万辆电动汽车，价值90亿欧元，约占家用汽车支出的 4%。
Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability.And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, Wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you James Gordon, and the song is called Angel Food Cake, and it's from the album titled The Heritage Hall Session, which is released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.jamesgordon.ca. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rad Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 James Gordon 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Angel Food Cake。
On the mantel, a row of fine ebony elephants, a clock that has stopped at a quarter to four. As fond as I am of this faded elegance, the air tasted bitter when I came through the door. Through the holes in the curtain,Some sunlight shone through on that pale braided carpet, so weathered and worn. Speckled beams filled with dust stirred the gloom of that room. I see it different than you, 'cause this is where I was born. I see those Saturday nights when they'd roll up that rugAnd they tamaracked down on that hard pine floor. I hear this parlor piano, see them pass round a jug, but music and laughter's not heard anymore. Once love filled up this room, you could reach out and grab it, slice it up.Pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs. They're just here out of habit. If you could see them today, why your heart would just break. Dad spends his days in the barn, though it's empty and cold. Just like the look that mom always gives him when he loses his words, shows he's broken and old, like his big patched up parka, his pain's well lived in. Now they dance around each other where they once used to waltz, trying to stay out of each other's way. He thinks that she feels getting frail is his fault.As silent as that room where those tunes used to play. I found her
in the kitchen, though she don't bake much these days. The doc says her shortbread is bad for their health. She sees me and says, how do things end this way? It's in her eyes what she wants. She can't wish it for herself. Once love filled up this room, you could reach out and grab it, slice it up, pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs, they're just here out of habit. If you could see them today, oh my heart.
I'll bring you a music piece by Jane Bonnet and Makik, and it's called Sky High, which is from the album titled On Firm Ground, released in 2019. And by the way, Makik is composed of 6 female musicians and made by Jane Bonnet, is a very famous jazz icon, and she has won 5 Juno Awards and 3 Grammy nominations. 接下来呢, 要推荐给大家的是 来自Jane Bonnet 和Makik 演唱的歌曲, 演奏的乐曲名字叫做 Sky High。 Netflix is a song vocal by 潘越云 and it's called 错误的别离 which means a mistaken breakup. 接下来呢要推荐给大家的是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《错误的别离》。Of today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's a song vocal by Pan Anbang and Cai Qin, and it's called 盼雨季, which means hope. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to the Chinese show and wish you a great and happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon.今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自潘安邦和蔡琴演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《盼雨季》。在这里呢，贺西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快、开心的周末。我们下个星期再在空中相会。